Yeah. See?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No, I was on.
No, you were. It's just. What? I think there's a reason you were on.
What?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Feeling good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
12 degrees right now.
Chilly.
That's what it feels like. Going to get up to 20, and again, the weather's brutal. We're going to talk about more about the weather. We're under another winter weather advisory.
Snow, oh, great.
Just a heads up. Right. 4 to 7 inches, depending on where
you
are. Wait,
we're getting 4 to 7 inches?
He said the worst parts will be 4 to 7 inches. Again,
great.
We reach a wide swath of humanity
here. I know.
So it may not be where you are, but that is in effect until tomorrow morning. We'll get into it more later. Mm. If you have not yet logged on to our live stream, I suggest you do.
Why is that?
The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. What did you do?
I know what I do.
What are you wearing?
This is new. This is something that nobody could have predicted.
I bought a tracksuit.
Kimmy, would you like to describe what he looks
he
like?
He looks like an extra in The Sopranos.
Right, those guys were cool. I look like Paulie Walnuts.
No, they didn't look cool, man. They didn't. That was the joke of the whole thing. They didn't look cool.
It's so comfortable.
Listen.
I never owned one before.
This is what you should be wearing at your age.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised you caved.
It's so. I can't believe what I've been missing.
It's very comfortable looking.
Oh, my God. I want to be like, I want this to be my deathbed outfit.
You're about there.
I'll take it.
You look like the
world. I just want to be this comfortable. Check it out. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
You look like the world's first ever break dancer. What were you thinking?
It's very stylish.
It's not
got a nice
stylish.
Crease in the
okay.
pants.
He's wearing stripes on the side and a track suit with crease. Did you iron your tracksuit?
No, they came like this.
With the crease in the front of the
pants. It's like in it.
It's like a tuxedo tracksuit.
Yeah.
You look like an idiot. You look like an idiot. I cannot take this.
I'm happy that you're embracing this only because you, for years... Years and years, you mocked anybody that wore comfy clothes to work.
But this is like amazing.
Just because it matches doesn't mean it's not comfy clothes.
All right.
You look like a gold medalist mall walker. What are you thinking with this?
I thought I looked like an owner of like a minor league basketball team.
No, you look
in
like
the Midwest.
No, I'll tell you, what you look like Marge Schott is what you look like. And I know only four people got it, but the four that got it laughed really hard.
Do you know who Marge Schott is?
No.
It's probably better she doesn't.
Yeah, don't look at it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Listen, listen.
What's up?
We have a long show, and I actually want to get.
That's why I want to be comfortable.
I actually want to get into all of this and what it means for the world.
A lot to get into
around 7 o'clock. So we'll get back into whatever the hell you have on.
So I got a few of these.
A few of what?
These.
You bought multiple tracksuits.
Yeah, I bought four.
What are you in corn?
Are they different colors?
Oh yeah.
Why did you say it like that?
Because this is like the.
The most
this
needed.
Is the most conservative of the outfits. They kind of go up a little bit.
We'll get back into this later in the show. Because, look, man, of all the mornings to have to deal with looking at you like this, today is not the morning.
All right, what happened?
All right, let me tell you a story. So I get in this morning. You know, I usually get in at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I sit down and I'm working away, blah, 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 because somebody's got to do it in this room. We can't all be buying foreign tracksuits all willy-nilly. And I hear this banging coming from what sounds like the back door.
Well, it's an old building, but what's going on?
Oh, no, it's like bang, bang.
Oh, so were they working back there?
Well, so at first I thought there's an alleyway behind us where our dumpster is.
Yeah, and they usually pick up early. Like.
Yeah, so I thought at first it was the garbage truck having a problem with with getting the thing up. So, okay. But it kept going for like 10 minutes.
And they couldn't get the stuff out, huh?
I guess not. Yeah. So it's obviously not the garbage man.
All right.
So then as I start to think about it, I became convinced that someone was trying to break in the back door of the studio.
You know, this place is also known to be haunted.
There is someone in this building that
does loud ghost.
Believe it's haunted. No, haunting never crossed my mind.
Okay, so you think there's somebody trying to break in?
It sounds like somebody's trying to kick the back door down.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So I go, all right, somebody's got to check, and I'm the only one here.
Mm.
So I grab my hockey stick that we keep here in the studio. It's over my shoulder. I'm the only one here. I'm the only one here.
There had to be some better weapons of choice.
So if the guy had a gun, you have a hockey stick.
I have a hockey stick. Well, that's all I had. What do I got?
What are you going to do? Check him into the boards?
Well, I'm going to cross-check him, take him out of the leg.
You're going to get a penalty.
Slew foot him. I'll take the five in a game. I'll take it.
All right, so you're hockey stick boy.
All right, so I got my stick.
Ready to go.
And it's across my chest
like
this. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Here we go. Oh, look, I'm dangerous with this thing. Ask anybody.
You sound like every dad that hears a noise in Mississauga.
So I go to the back door.
Yeah.
And we have we have one of those doors with the push handle.
Yeah.
Like to walk out. So I understand that I have.
It's an emergency door.
You got to like do a little peek out.
Mm. Well, I can't do a peek out because, Kimmy, I got to have a plan.
Well, stick the stick out first. Just swing it around.
No, because then he can grab my stick and pull it away. And now he's got the stick, and that's a problem. So here's my plan.
What's your plan?
I'm going to open the door as fast as possible and stand there prepared for someone to run in.
So you're going to hold it across your chest.
Yeah, I got the stick up like this. Right. I'm up ready to go. And
that doesn't really protect much of anything.
Well, no, but So I stand 3 foot back from the door.
Mm-hmm.
I plant my right foot.
Oh, you kick the door open?
I kick the handle of the door open. Ha!
All right.
And?
Nobody's there.
Oh. All right.
Nothing. So
nothing's going on.
Nothing
there.
Is going on in the alley. There was nothing happening in the alley. So now,
where's that noise coming from?
I can't figure out what the hell is going on, and the banging will not stop. So
it's
in
the studio.
So I was the only one here.
Was it Weez trying to get his stuff back?
Where's my Susan Tedeschi tape?
Did he have a mouthful of Jello too?
Oh, he had a mouthful of something.
It almost sounds like faint enough where it could be like a thunderstorm or something.
Okay.
Yeah, like I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you where that noise is coming from.
You say it's too cold. There's thunder snow.
Yeah.
Which would be my porn name if I ever got into porn.
Okay.
So around 4 a.m., I'm flummoxed, right? And we, like you said, we're in an old-ass building.
Yes, this thing goes back to like the, 1800s?
So now I'm starting to worry like there's things in the building falling off somewhere.
Or an animal could have been
collapsing.
Okay. So around 4
o'clock. Coyote.
He was a coyote?
Well, yeah, there's coyotes and stuff running around the city. And
yeah,
foxes,
you're right.
We got skunks.
City fox, raccoon. City coyote.
Bro, I saw the fattest skunk out here last year.
That was the most old man sentence
I
ever.
I saw a big old skunk.
He's on the buzz now. But, all right, no, so what do you do?
I know like there have been buildings where like the raccoons have gotten into the walls it sounds like they'll start banging around.
They're scavengers.
Yeah.
Look, I figure it's loud enough where something must be wrong.
All right, so what happened?
So I decide at 4 o'clock in the morning I'm going to call our engineer, Derek, who's great. We love
poor
Derek.
Poor guy. That guy gets
called
every goddamn day. Derek, the water doesn't work. Derek, I don't feel good.
Look, I feel bad, but I figured it would be better to call him
in
case something was wrong. And luckily, he gets up at 4 a.m.
Well, he knows the lay of the building.
Exactly. So I call him up and I go, hey, a lot of banging going on over here.
Now, you're two big burly boys. You should be able to take care of any whatever's going on down there, right?
All right, so here's the thing. He comes in
to
check it out. And I'm sitting here, I'm working as he gets in. And he goes, hey, man, what's going on? I go, listen. And he hears it. Bang, 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 bang. And he goes, oh, all right. He goes, will you come down in the basement with me?
So now Derek is built like a lineman.
Yes. Like, Derek, I'm a large man. Derek dwarfs me.
He's got to be, what, 6'5"?
Yeah, I would guess 6'4", 6'5".
He's broad in the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
Yep, yeah.
I don't take no lip.
There's not a lot of men I would be physically afraid of. And, you know, he's a sweetheart.
He's a gentle giant.
Yes, yeah. But, I am physically intimidated by our engineer here.
All right, so the two of you... Go downstairs.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Tippy toe downstairs, peeking around the corner.
Here's the thing.
Because there's monsters down there.
Bro, I mean, we do live in an old... We live in... Work in an old building. This thing was a button factory in the 1800s.
Right.
So I'm not scared of the monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters, I mean, I work with you. What could be scarier than you in a tracksuit right now? Derek asked me, do you want to go downstairs in the basement? And what I want to say...
Do you think there's still a kid down there from the 1800s working on buttons? Got them all fresh ready, governor.
No, they they put him on the break room in a tracksuit. So I don't want to go into the basement.
Yeah.
I do not want to do that because...
It's an old creepy basement.
Yeah,
it's not
but even, you got to be back up here.
It's a Freddy Krueger basement.
It's not even the creepiness of it. Like, let's say like something's wrong, like seriously wrong.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
You don't want to get electrocuted.
Right. But here's the thing. You're right. I can't let Derek go downstairs by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to look like a bitch.
What, did you take your hockey stick?
I did not take the hockey stick. Although
why don't you take the hockey stick?
He actually said, you want to take the hockey stick. Like, I don't know if he was joking or not.
We're in this together.
And I was like, no, it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Saddest Avengers ever.
So
I'm afraid. It works.
So I do not want to be doing this, and I am scared of what we're going to find.
Okay.
But I have to pretend I'm tough, and Derek is not, fazed by this at all.
But it could be a wild animal. Yeah, point.
So we get downstairs, and he goes, just watch out for birds. One time a crow got in there, and it flew out down here and was flying around.
Crows are nasty.
I am.
So then.
They don't attack you.
Thank you. Yeah, we talked about crows.
No, watch Fritz the Cat, man.
Kimmy doesn't know what that is.
I'm surprised you know what it is.
Well, yeah, because, bro, I had Nick at Night, and it was like the only cable channel I had as a kid. The Looney Tunes came out at 8 o'clock. So It's not an animal. Yeah, right. It's not somebody breaking in. It's not.
But
the
you still don't
truck.
Know what it is.
We're in the basement, and let me tell you, man, this basement looks like every home at the Genesee Country Village Museum. It is just stone stacked
basement.
On top of stone.
Oh yeah, it was laid here before the Civil War.
It's terrifying.
Basement full of stuff that nobody wanted.
Yeah, if anyone wants a Guitars and Stars T-shirt from 1994, we got plenty of them down there. So well, now we have to go check the boiler.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm very nervous because I don't know what a boiler does.
Mm. I know what they can do. They can explode.
That's what I'm nervous of. Yeah. All right. So Derek, with no fear, there's like two fire doors that go to the boiler.
Oh, and you got to go through a fire door? That's not good.
Well, yeah, because the
did you check it for heat first?
So that's just it. He puts his
backstraft,
hand
up. Backstraft,
bro. Backstraft? Is that like backdraft?
No, it's worse.
Is backstraft the Czechoslovakian version of backdraft? Welcome to backstraft. You look like you talk like that in that tracksuit, you idiot. Feels the door not hot, feels the handle not hot. He opens up the boiler. It's dark. And he goes, hold this door for me while I go in.
Wait, it's dark?
Yeah.
And you I have a flashlight?
He pulls his flashlight out and he walks in. But here's the thing. I don't even want to be anywhere near this door because if something explodes, like, look, hey, man, I don't want Derek to go, but this is your job description, so good luck.
It's actually not.
But it doesn't matter. More closer to yours than mine. I talk for a living with my pretty voice. He goes in. He can't figure out what the deal is, but he thinks it's something with the boiler, and that was the end of it. But, like, I'm trying to, like, be brave, like a brave little boy downstairs with Derek, and I don't know if I gave off the vibes to Derek that I was horrified. I think I was able to handle myself.
Well, you guys both probably look horrified the way you both probably look scared.
No, he was tough the whole time. Like, there was not hesitation in him at all. Like, he went down there, and he manned up, and I was all, I'm not scared. Oh, it's totally fine. I don't mind dying at work in a fireball from a boiler.
All right.
And this noise won't stop. It's been going all
so
morning.
So still, we still got it.
Yeah. Bang, 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 bang. Like, you're probably going to hear it during the show today.
Oh. Wow. So what is it?
Don't know.
Could be the boiler? Oh. We don't know.
So we're still in danger?
Maybe. Well, potentially. Potentially.
All right.
So if all if you're watching the live stream and any of us falls asleep at any moment, it's not Tommy's jokes. We probably have been poisoned by carbon monoxide.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, if you see us go down, just call the cops and tell them. You know,
they say it's a nice way to go though, because you just kind of sleep.
Yeah, and you're already in comfortable coffin clothing.
It's called coffin wear.
So yeah, man. I mean, I hope that I prove my toughness, because you want to prove your toughness to coworkers when the situation shows.
But it doesn't really matter. But
Was the sound louder in the basement? Or did it not sound like
it was
coming from the basement?
It's actually louder from the wall.
Okay. Oh.
But I think it's because there's something. We're right above the boiler.
So it's moved.
Today I learned we are right above the boiler. So if something happens, we're going to die.
And that's by design, you know. Like, they had a choice of where to put this.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, call an expert.
Yes.
And if that expert then asks you to accompany him, you have to pretend you're tough and go do it.
All right,
is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Right?
But stand behind them.
Oh, well, I was standing behind him the whole time until he made me, like, stand by the door.
Hold the door.
Would you have gone with him?
Yeah, if he asked me, don't have to.
But would you have been scared?
Yeah.
I think his curiosity would have, it overrides his fear.
But it's kind of like a marriage. This is what you have to do. Like, if this was in your house, you would have to go downstairs knowing, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm the one who has to go down and check it out.
No, but that's different. I mean, like, I am responsible for the well-being of my wife and children, right? Yeah. You're right.
But you're still scared and you don't know what's going on.
Yes, but, like, I guess there's, like, a separate courage valve that husbands and dads can turn on. Whereas, like, in this case, I mean, I like Derek a lot.
Yeah.
I don't sleep with him.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So his safety is not my responsibility.
Okay, all right. There's a different level.
And I know that sounds harsh, but I stand by what I said.
All right.
Today is a big day for one town in the greater Rochester area.
What's going on?
Well, for a very long time, this town and the people who run this town have faced a lot of crazy accusations.
Yeah.
And not just in one realm. Like, you know, a bunch of different incidents have happened over the last, I guess, 15, 20 years. A
lot of characters out that way.
Yeah. But there have been consistent characters running the joint.
All right.
Problem is, I mean, I guess it's not a problem. I mean, it's our justice system. Mm. Not a lot of this stuff is stuck.
Mm.
We're going to get a plea deal today.
Oh.
And if this woman is pleading guilty to anything involving one specific incident, it is going to change, if you are a resident of this town, how you see a lot of things around you. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Today, the former Greece town deputy supervisor is going to be in court.
Okay.
So her name is Michelle Marini.
Oh, I remember that name.
Yep, she's been accused of third-degree felony, corrupting the government, three counts of fourth-degree felony grand larceny, and official misconduct. And to be clear, she has pleaded not guilty to those charges.
And didn't have it.
That's what she says. Right. But today, according to several news sources here in town, she will be taking a plea deal. And the most banana... The reason she faces these charges, there are incidents involving the development of a construction of a Greece community senior center that has some question marks around it.
All right.
But the bat-ass crazy story that we saw.
What was it?
Two Greece residents claim that someone who works for the town paid a private investigator to put a tracking device on their car.
Oh.
One of them says it happened to them when they were criticizing the town of Greece on social media. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds insane.
Yeah.
Right? And if somebody told you that at a bar.
It's like espionage.
You got it.
Like between countries.
The thing is, both of these people found the tracking devices on their car.
So they have evidence.
They are in
possession
of the tracking devices. So today.
These two people unrelated.
These two people do not know each other. Yeah, unrelated to each other, all this stuff. And there's a whole bunch more to the story. We don't have enough time to get into all of it. If you want to check it out, you can Google it. DNC did a great deep dive on this a couple of weeks ago. Tommy.
Yeah.
What is this woman going to admit to in this plea deal?
Because she has to admit to something. That's part of the deal, right? Exactly, I have to give you something. You're going to let me up with a lighter sentence.
Exactly. That's what a plea deal is.
Okay.
Are we going to get an admission of hiring someone to put a tracking device on the cars of these Greece residents?
So there's a word for it legally that I could say it did happen.
Yeah.
But you can't prove it.
Okay.
But it's a legal term, and maybe somebody will know.
252 WCMF 2529.
I could say, yes, this did happen,
mm-hmm.
but you, it's like something deniability. That
plausible
you,
deniability?
Something like that.
Oh, all right.
So basically say, yes, this did happen.
But I didn't know they were going to do it.
But you can't prove that
can't
I did.
Okay,
gotcha. So yeah, it's there.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right. So here's the thing.
It's kind of murky.
If she walks in and pleads guilty to stuff surrounding, like, you know, maybe inappropriate action around a Greece community senior center, you know, that happens with politicians all the time. No big deal. If she walks in there and enters some kind of plea where she admits to hiring a private detective to track these two Greece residents, it would be the most insane local politician story of all time. And that is saying a lot in this area. Because we know, especially in the break room, the history that local elected politicians have here in upstate
New York. We got a lot of it.
Okay. There's no way she's going to admit to this in the plea deal, right?
And by the way, she could have done that herself. She may not need private investigator.
The story is the private investigator is allegedly responsible.
Oh, so he's in. There's a guy?
No, but here's the thing. He hasn't admitted anything either. Again, there's a lot of moving parts here.
He would be in trouble too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts here. But like,
so she would have to say, yeah, I kind of knew that this was going on.
There's no way she's going to admit to that in open court,
but
right?
But then what's the plea deal?
Well, I mean, I guess
you got to give him something.
Take the senior center stuff and then look insane with the tracking device stuff. Now, again, she's no longer the deputy town supervisor.
What?
She's out of that job. Kimmy, you were going to say something.
I mean, she's very thorough.
Well, like in a plea deal, and sorry if this sounds dumb, but would giving up other people be a part of that?
Possibly.
Oh, squeal.
Yeah. I mean,
because I'm thinking like something like this, like there had to be other people that
bigger
knew.
Fish.
But I mean, that's just it. I mean, if you were to like roll over and say someone below me did this, they don't really care about it. They wouldn't care about that. You would want someone higher than that. And the only person higher than the deputy town supervisor, I'm assuming, is the town supervisor.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I don't know. I mean, you,
meanwhile, back out at Hot Rod Ranch.
And you know you're at Hot Rod Ranch because when you get there, you'll see a metal carving of a busty woman sitting on a greaser's car. I mean, if she admits in open court that she played a part in this tracking.
Yeah, but she didn't do it alone.
It's amazing to me that she's the only one in trouble for it.
Well, I mean, again,
that might be the deal.
We don't
know.
We don't even know if she'd admit to this, but that would make her look insane. That would make her look absolutely
insane. But we'll know, like, when she drops the plea, I mean, it's public record, right?
Yeah, today, yeah. It'll be all over the news. Yeah. But, like, think about it.
I got to say, as terrible as it is, it's extremely interesting.
It is. And I mean, it's just a small piece of the puzzle of all the accusations that folks who work in the government of Greece have faced over the last 20 years, right? Yeah. I mean, if you live out there, we're not telling you anything you don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, we're talking about Michelle Marini. She is the former deputy town supervisor of Greece. She's being accused of third-degree felony corrupting the government and three counts of fourth-degree felony grand larceny, also official misconduct. The charges involve the development and construction of a Greece community center and senior center. There is also a badass crazy story where two Greece residents claim that someone who works for the town paid a private investigator to put a tracking device on their car. One of them says it happened after he was criticizing the town on social media. Both of these people say they have the tracking devices that were on their car in their possession. When I say this will change everything you think about the town you live in, I want you to hear me out. I want you to hear me out. I mean, one, it's never fun when you discover that the people that you put in office that you voted for are corruptible.
Yeah.
Right? But there's something else that recently happened in Greece that all of a sudden would look a little bit different.
Whatever.
You remember, like a month ago, we talked about how the town of Greece just put license plate reading cameras all over the community.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason they did it, according to the town, was to help find cars that are connected to crimes. They can read the plate. They can see if there's any warrants out. If there's an APB out on that car, they can find them immediately.
Stolen, right?
Yep. A week after they announced they had them, they came out and said, we've made all these arrests because of them. These are a good thing. But if today you have a government official admitting they were tracking the movement of residents because of things they disagreed with that they said, it kind of changes the whole vibe of the Cameras Everywhere program.
A lot of power, potentially, in somebody's hands.
And I want to be clear, I am not suggesting anything inappropriate outside of the question of privacy is
but
happening.
But the technology
by the cameras.
Is there.
There you go.
That's all we're saying.
So you have the technology.
You
and then
could
you
take
have,
a pee.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right? If this woman were to admit that's what she's doing in court today, there would now be a fair question to ask the town of Greece about what all of the stuff you have here is being used for.
Is
that not an unfair question?
True. But they don't seem to really, they seem to be constantly finding these people to elect. Like, we've been talking about Greece.
Decades.
Yes. And well, how crazy it is out there, but they keep
electing that person.
Or people of the same
ilk.
It's
like one round. And it's never even the same thing.
No.
It's like something so out there you couldn't even predict
it. Kind of moves around a little
bit. Like, it's been going on my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever remember a time where there wasn't some controversy going on in the town of Greece.
Look, I agree with you. It's absolutely insane. But it also shows how important small town politics is.
Mm-hmm. You got to know who you're voting for.
Well, no, I mean, in all sincerity. Because, like, in this case, right? Now, again. A lot of these allegations that folks that work in the government have been in Greece that have been facing for years and years, they never stick, right? And again, I say stick. That may be inappropriate because they go through the justice system, and that's the justice system we have, and they are not found guilty. So in that way, they haven't done anything wrong. But, I mean, look.
Let a murkiness.
A controversy is usually enough to get someone to say, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to deal with all of these crazy stories popping up. Hasn't been enough for the town of Greece.
Doesn't seem to.
Right?
I know.
But, I mean, today may be something that changes that because you are going to have someone in court admitting to doing something illegal. Again, that's the only reason you take a plea deal.
True.
Like, I'm on the edge of my seat with this one, man. I can't wait to see.
You think we'll get on Dateline? It's a good Dateline story.
I think you need a body to end up on Dateline.
Mm. Yeah, probably. Yeah. There's always...
Damn it.
You can't talk like this.
What other body?
If you only have a tracking device. But it turns out the tracking device was on a dead body.
See, I would watch that.
But why would you put a tracking device on a dead body? Makes
I'd still watch.
Okay. I mean, in that outfit, it looks like you'd watch anything. That is watching TV where?
CCI.
Honey, I'm sitting down.
CSI, whatever they call it.
Yes, CCI.
I watched the Canadian.
Crime Canadian Investigator. All right, so again, if you are interested, today this plea deal will be coming down at some point, and tomorrow we will find out what this woman is going to admit to. Watch it be just a big, diverted funds from the senior center or something else.
Yeah, it could be lame.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Mm. This is a story you expect to hear from an elementary school.
Oh.
Not committed by a grown man in several businesses.
So a little immature.
I would say a lot immature.
Okay.
And what the break room detective agency needs to determine.
What's that?
Motive, if the allegations are true, of course. Because you'd think this would just be one in a series of moves if he's guilty of what he's accused.
Yeah.
But Tommy, there's nothing that indicates that's the case.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A 48-year-old man has been arrested in Henrietta.
Yeah, what'd he do?
Pulling fire alarms. Did you see the story?
Yes.
So the Monroe County Sheriff's Department says the man pulled the fire alarm at Marketplace Mall on Tuesday.
Mm.
Before that, they say he pulled the fire alarm at Walmart on Friday, and then went back into Walmart and did it again on Monday.
Damn.
It seems...
Same fire alarm.
Mm. Seems he takes the weekends off.
All right.
So on top of that, police say he's suspected of criminal mischief and burglary after an incident at a self-storage place on Marketplace Drive, which I believe is across the street from the Best Buy there.
Mm.
Police say...
So he has a zone he's working.
Yeah.
They're running the Jeff.
Well, it's funny you say that because police say they found him Wednesday near the Best Buy in Henrietta. He initially resisted arrest, but eventually was taken into custody. He has been charged with falsely reporting a fire in a public building, criminal mischief, burglary, obstruction of governmental administration. He was taken to the Monroe County Jail without bail, where he then pulled the fire alarm. No, I'm kidding. But he is sitting in jail right now.
Mm.
So tell me, if I told you
a
grown man was pulling fire alarms in stores across Henrietta, and I asked you why you thought he was doing that, Your reason would be?
Well, a diversion because he's trying to steal something.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. Right?
But that doesn't seem to be the case. Right?
You would think there'd be a purpose to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, to get away with something.
Like, if he pulls a fire alarm, everybody's got to evacuate the store.
Then you go in and rip.
Exactly. And here's the thing. It would almost be impossible to check everybody walking out to make sure nothing was taken.
Right. Yeah.
And if you were to get in your car and go home because the fire alarm was pulled, that wouldn't be suspicious at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're willing to risk all of the commotion and more charges, it's not actually the worst stealing idea.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
What?
Like you said, there is nothing in this story that indicates he stole or tried to steal anything.
No.
And he is facing burglary, but a lot of people don't know.
Mm.
Burglary is not stealing. The definition of burglary in New York is, quote, unlawful entry into a building with no intent to commit a crime. So,
I thought you had to have something in your hand.
No, with intent to commit a crime. Right. I'm sorry. No, burglary is not stealing. It's going in somewhere you shouldn't be to commit a crime.
You a burglar.
So, no charges for taking anything. Three alleged fire alarms pulled.
Yeah.
What the hell was he doing?
So is he just a huge jerk?
That's what you're calling him?
Well, I'm trying to think, like, are you just
a
jerk?
Yeah.
Like, you're just a jerk that likes to cause, like, jerky-ass things to do. He's like, jerking on the Jeff, I guess. Put that on a t-shirt.
Did you say jerk just to get to jerking on the Jeff?
Possibly.
One of the best Jamaican restaurants in town, by the way.
Oh, Jerking on the Jeff?
Jerking on the Jeff.
That would be a great name for a restaurant. But no, I can't think of anything else, like, unless he's just touched in the head. But to me, it just sounds like he's just an ass.
Kimmy, you want to take a swing?
Well, the only thing I was thinking, but if it was all the same business that he was doing it to, I would think, like, he's upset with that business.
A vendetta.
But yes, like, he's here to cause some chaos because he didn't get the refund he wanted or something, you know, like, or an employee pissed him off. But the fact that he did it in multiple places kind of kills that theory.
Did he just want to see fire trucks?
That was another thing. Like, maybe he just likes to see that stuff.
Because, I mean, like, hanging out with you and watching you stare at a crane for 30 minutes one day.
But almost like a pyro. Like, they do it to watch things.
Yeah, but
like, he might want to just pull the fire alarm to see, like, it could also be a control thing.
Okay.
Like, he could pull that and make everybody show up.
Everybody's here to.
And I did it.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Like,
now I'm
somebody.
I get you. All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. If we're missing it, what the hell would be the reason for a man to allegedly pull the fire alarm twice at Walmart and once at Marketplace Mall over a matter of 3 days?
Yeah.
When's the last time you noticed a fire alarm in a store?
I don't know where the fire alarm is in this building. Do you?
Not one you
like,
can
if I said
pull.
Right now, go pull the fire alarm, would you know where to go?
No, do we have a fire alarm?
Yeah, we got it.
We're in this building every day. I've been in this building since 2008. I couldn't tell you where it is.
Okay, so I do know where they keep the emergency, like, fire extinguisher.
Okay. Well, they're all
it's
over
right
the place
because
they're doorstops.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I've never noticed if there's a fire alarm.
There's
got to
be one in here.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe the smoke is, like, you know, it's got the...
Oh, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? What do you do that? No, because, like, if you told me, if you gave me $1 million and, you know, 5 minutes to find a fire alarm in Walmart, I don't know if I could do it. I can't think of where the fire alarm would be in Marketplace Mall. I'd go there all the time, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Serious away.
Do you still kind of want to pull a fire alarm as a grown-ass person?
Oh, it would be kind of fun.
Right? Okay, good.
Because that was like the big thing in school.
Okay,
I was going to say, like, every I think everybody has a story about the kid that pulled the fire alarm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they would put the fear of God in you.
Like that kid
right?
had to be sent home.
Okay, so
they were going to go to your parents' house.
We thought we'd never see him again.
Yes.
All right, can I ask a question, another question?
Right.
And I don't think you guys have the answer to this. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because every year, it can be in elementary school, we would have like the unit on fire safety where they would go over, don't falsely pull the fire alarm. And they always said, to keep us from pulling in school, if you pulled the fire alarm, it would spray you with something. And
I don't remember that.
Oh, no, it was invisible.
Oh.
And the police could then use a black light on everybody's hands.
So they use that luminol on
Yes, that's what they told
us. Like a crime scene?
Yes.
We never got that speech.
That's deep.
No, that's what they told us. And here's the thing. I don't know if it's true or not to this day.
I don't ever remember that being a thing.
They never told you that?
No, I mean, we were told you'd get in trouble. I think we were told, or at least it was spread around by kids, that there was a camera in there so they could see who pulled the fire alarm. But I don't remember any like blacklight stuff.
Like the police would go to your parents' house.
Yeah.
And they would like Billy Club your dog.
Billy Club.
Well, that was rough back then, bro.
No, but like I obviously, as a kid, I always wanted to pull the fire alarm.
Well, every kid did. Every boy did, for sure. I don't think girls care, but every boy wanted to pull that fire alarm.
But the only reason I didn't do it is I was convinced I was going to get sprayed with black light spray, and like my dad's buddy in the Gates Police Department would pull out the black light, walk down the line, and there my hands are all like purple. No, I'm in trouble. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this man in his 40s, according to police, 48 years old, pulled the fire alarm at Marketplace Mall on Tuesday. Before that, they say he pulled the fire alarm at Walmart on Friday, and then Monday again at Walmart. He only works Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
He was arrested near Best Buy on Wednesday, but we don't know why he tried to pull the fire alarm. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bobbo, how are you, buddy? Kimmy, can I get Bob? I don't think we have Bob over here. Sorry, go ahead, Bob. That was my fault.
All right, I have this theory. So there's been groups of people like breaking in and stealing the jewelry, or the groups of kids stealing cars. What if this guy is a part of a group where they just casually go into the store and, you know, try to steal something, and they have this guy pull the fire alarm, which causes everyone to kind of panic, and the people that are already in there leave with the stuff, and he's the only one that gets in trouble.
Okay, counterpoint. Don't you think that Walmart and the mall would have noticed a whole bunch of stuff missing after it happened?
Yeah, because none of that's in the story.
I mean, people steal stuff all the time, and they don't find it for days or weeks.
I mean, but here's the thing. I would guess, I'm thinking out loud here, Bob, and I guess I'm not saying you're wrong, although I am, that if it had happened twice, right, like they're gonna do a little bit of an inventory check. Like
did they do the storage area too or something? Is that where they found him?
He was arrested at a self-storage. No, sorry. He was arrested at Best Buy. He's also accused of breaking into a self-storage area.
Okay.
But it didn't say he stole anything, right, Bob. I don't know, Bob. I'm flummoxed as much as you are.
All right.
That's the only thing I could think of. Why else would you pull a fire alarm?
All right, I got bad news. The lieutenant wants to see you. You've been fired from the break room detective agency. That was a terrible theory.
All right, thanks, guys.
Give us your badge and your gun. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Zach. Hey, Zach, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, Zach. What do you got? Good,
Zach. Oh, I think he just needed a place to stay. He wanted three hots and a cot. But then have a place to crash.
So he wanted to be arrested.
But why did he resist arrest then on Wednesday? Or why did he
hide?
We'll make it look good.
Yeah. Well, like he could have caught outside the Walmart, Zach, and been like, "I pulled the fire alarm and been arrested."
Well, he didn't want to be let go. They were letting people go on bail all the time. He just wanted to.
Oh, I knew we were going to find a way to get here.
Way to get there.
These criminals have to do as much as possible, or else the judge lets them out for no reason. Mm-hmm. He could have also just assaulted someone, Zach.
He could have, but.
He's a drama queen.
All right,
three hots and a cot's pretty nice about this time of day.
No, but you didn't answer the first. Okay. Zach, you've also been fired from the break room detective agency. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Oh, my God.
He just wanted the three hots, a cot, and a little sodomy. just chill out.
By the way,
there is a pretty easy way to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, like lots of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you could go to the police department and break a window in a cop car. Yeah, I did that. That was me. Okay, so going back to the actual story.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, if this guy's guilty, he may not even have had the power he thought he had.
Oh.
Because like you brought up the power dynamic, which is not a bad theory.
Causing some chaos.
When you're shopping and the fire alarm goes off, a lot of folks may not even care.
They're pissed.
Like you'll see people trying to ignore it and like getting in line, like, come on, check me out. You know what I mean? And if his goal was to watch everyone file out because he said so, it's also possible he didn't even get to enjoy it because people were moseying around, especially the second time on Monday.
Yeah, you could actually be a little disappointed.
Or Tuesday, whatever it was, right? I mean,
if maybe that's why he kept pulling him, trying to kind of get the Jones he was looking for.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Hurry up. Panic.
You know, if I work at Walmart, let's say we're working at Walmart. Do you want or do you dread a false fire alarm as an employee of one of these places?
So when I worked, but you probably had them at Wegmans.
I never had a false fire alarm.
Oh, really? No. It sucked because it just stops everything, but your job doesn't stop. Like you just
drop everything you're doing, put it on,
and then go back to it immediately when you're done.
Stand out in the cold.
But yeah, there's no benefit.
Well, you do get a nice like 15-20 minute break.
Yeah, I will say this, but back in the day, the smokers loved it. Yeah, gonna just sit there and burn probably 3 or 4.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. Yeah,
but other than that, no, it blew.
Okay. By the way, we are getting reports here, and this comes from Ryan. I don't know who Ryan is, but I trust him.
What do you say?
Well, remember, I told you that they told us when we were kids if you pulled the fire alarm, Ryan says, by the way, that is true. Pull stations do release a die. How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
Every one of them, though?
I don't
know. Yeah, so we did get somebody that tweeted us some info. No, fire alarms do not spray ink. Instead, some fire alarms use a tamper dye that stains the hands of anyone who activates the alarm.
But that's what you were told. No. Nobody's actually confirmed it.
Well, no, I mean, that guy just confirmed it. He said tamper dye. That sounds pretty professional.
Tamper dye, all right.
Look, we've lost 2 break room detective agents in the last 5 minutes. We got to hold on to people here. By the way, that also adds like a new wrinkle.
Yeah.
Like there's a fire, but I'm wearing a nice outfit. Do I pull the fire alarm?
Oh, yeah.
Right? 252 WCMF, the least surprising call I think we'll ever take in our life. Right. Victor's on CMF. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. We're actually on our way to test the fire alarm system this morning.
No kidding.
Okay, so we actually pull these for a living.
Well, it seems like a pretty easy job, Victor.
Well, it's time-consuming to say, you know, we test smoke detectors and all that other stuff too, along with it.
All right.
People loathe when you make noise in their establishment. They hate it. Nobody wants to leave immediately, but they all hate the noise the horn stroke set off.
Well, no, I mean, to your point, like, we've had the fire alarm go off when we're on the air a couple of times. It's like, we're looking at each other like, you want to just keep doing the show and die in a fire? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it's a brick building. Yeah. It's not going to burn.
You kidding me, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Victor, does it spray out stuff on you if you pull one of them fire alarms?
That's old school. That's old school. It used to, but not. You didn't have to use a black light. You could actually see it on your hand.
Okay.
Now they don't do that anymore. They don't spray that anymore, but that used to be a thing.
Now it's a big fist that comes out of the wall and punches it in the mouth.
All right, Victor, go back to work and keep pulling fire alarms, buddy.
See ya.
Yeah, he majored
it's like a lot of guys' dream job that they didn't know existed.
I'm kind
of,
I'm with you.
Fire alarm guy.
I would love to do that.